Lewis with Mission Network News. A bill that legalizes physician-assisted suicide is set to go before a state legislature in the United States, and Christians are coming out in opposition to it. Johnny Erickson Tata is the founder of Johnny and Friends. She says bills like this have failed three other times.
But the opposition has been doing its homework. They've tweaked the language, and it looks like it might sail through the Judiciary Subcommittee and go before the full assembly for a vote later this spring.
Johnny's concern is that this bill would make it easier for despairing people to die without knowing Jesus. But the debate is giving her a platform to talk about her faith in a national forum. Please pray. Next, today's college students face twice the risk of developing sexual addictions compared to Americans in general. That's due in part to the advent of internet pornography. Campus Crusade for Christ's Tony Arnold says they're teaching students about the dangers. Their ministry challenge is helping students find meaningful relationships rather than settling for empty intimacy. But there's more to it.
Sexuality and spirituality are closely connected, and we have to heal both areas of their lives. We want everyone to come into a personal relationship with God through Jesus. But a part of that is coming to the cleansing and the forgiveness that He provides them.
And Transworld Radio is receiving exciting feedback from Kurdish listeners in Turkey. Late last year, TWR revived the 15-minute broadcast. Officials indicate one listener responded recently, saying he was thrilled to receive programming in Kurmanji, the dialect of 80% of the Kurdish people there. He indicated he wants to learn more about Christ. Pray that many will be drawn to the saving knowledge of Christ through this broadcast. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.